Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
Hi, I'm François Weinberg. I'm the founder and CEO of Aginomatrix, and our company digitizes the sense of taste and smell for the food industry. I'm an economist at the University of Brussels, but I'm also an industrial collaborator at the Artificial Intelligence Lab over there, and it's in the Decisional Computing Unit of the Polytechnics Institute. So one thing that is important for this interview is that I have been the pre-sales engineer of the Cyber Theater, a very prominent project in the 1996 to 1999 in Brussels. It was a unique place and event venue where people could come in a place where there were 120 computers sponsored by Apple, one of the most important accounts in sponsoring at the time, with digital equipment at the time, also with Alta Vista, a search engine, and Cisco, Barco, and so on. So that space and its website have been awarded by UNESCO as the best of the web 2 years in a row. So I'm really sensible to this interview and the way it's going.
Also, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Okay, so in two ways at least, because we launched a research and development program based on a standard file system for everything sensory. In the present case, it would be, how can I explain that in a nutshell? It's a Photoshop file of the sensory kind, where you are able to modify sensory-based files digitally, yet you can have them implementable in reality through the AI, ensuring that a recipe is implementable in reality, and that I mean for taste and sense. So the other thing we do, actually, we are laying the foundations of a sensory OS, which would be AI-driven in order to manage your sensory experience on the metaverse. It would be used as a peered system in order to boot IoT sensory inputs and output devices for your sensory experience on the metaverse.
François, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, in our case, it is building a database that is large enough in order that the synthetic media remain implementable in reality. So in other words, that the recipes that are prepared digitally remain transmittable and non-theoric, just related to real ingredients or chemical implements that are non-toxic and on the opposite, good for health. We are an ethic operation. This aspect is really important to us. Aginomatrix is a hybrid operation between a startup and a research foundation. So we are really sustainable development point of view, very concerned about these issues.
François, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
As we are in the process of implementing our research, we would like to share experiences and connect to people active in the creation of content and in research in order to develop our concepts further into a higher TRL technology readiness level. Also, because we plan to implement this research in an open science and open source framework, people interested and qualified to collaborate are really welcome to contact us for implementing projects and activate collaborations.
François, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Well, at the moment, I have to say it's so new at our place. The matter is not documented online yet, but we are, first of all, really open on suggestion on how to implement that correctly on an open source and open science way, because this is the way we originally intend to do it. Then we do have an active, well, fairly active, but still inactive GitLab. So it might be the place to start to implement some plans about this.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.